Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Podcast. This is Anthony. I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about do-it-yourself projects. Just recently today, a customer came in with a Rolex watch as a DIY project that he watched on YouTube. And on this YouTube, the watchmaker, quote-unquote, on YouTube, was teaching people how to take apart the bezel with a kitchen knife, an actual kitchen knife, and that was the recommended tool to remove the bezel. We know that that is not true, and that is not the proper way to do it, but that was taught on YouTube, and people usually, what's the word I want to look for? They take it as the gospel truth, and they believe that that's the proper way to do it because it's on YouTube and a watchmaker is doing it. So therefore, this customer came in with a Rolex with the bezel completely halfway off, completely bent, and the crystal was completely flattened out on one side and cracked as well. I posted a picture of it on my Instagram, and a great deal of you actually messaged me saying I should probably do an audio/podcast segment. So that's exactly what I'm doing now. So the customer comes in. So he pries it open with a kitchen knife. And in the middle of doing so, he bends the bezel. He bends it to the point where the bezel does come off. The issue then was that when the bezel was coming off, the kitchen knife was actually cutting into the plexiglass crystal. So the crystal started to get cracked on the side, simply because it's plexiglass and, you know, a stainless steel kitchen knife at that point, at the rate that he was shoving it in, will crack the crystal. Therefore, when he was taking it apart, the bezel, he cuts into the crystal, the bezel eventually comes off. The crystal actually comes off as well, according to the customer, when he was telling me his story. And then when he was putting the crystal back on, because he realized that it came right off, and he realized what the gravity of the situation now, he tried to put the crystal back on, and he tried to put the bezel on top of the crystal right away. The issue was that because he cut into the crystal shape in general wasn't the original shape anymore. So the bezel, when he was trying to press it on, was actually squeezing on one side of the crystal, and it flattened it out so that when he brought it in, the bezel was halfway on, the crystal was completely flattened on one side and cracked. So the moral of the story today is that if you're gonna do a DIY project on anything, make sure you do it on something that you don't value or that you don't care about. Don't try it on your Rolex. You know, don't try it on something that you really, really value. I know a friend that actually got the recent, you know, iPhone 8 or 7 Plus or something like that, and, you know, he cracked his screen and he tried to do it himself. Next thing you know, he cracked his home button, and then he damaged his battery life. And long story short, it's not something you should do. You shouldn't DIY anything that you value. You shouldn't DIY anything that you wouldn't bat an eye at if you lost it. What you should DIY is things that you don't care about, or things that you don't care about. You shouldn't, for example, if you own a Tesla, right? I would not recommend you DIY your own oil change on a Tesla or something. Metaphorically, of course, you know, I understand it's the electric car, etc. But you shouldn't DIY anything that you care about at that point. If you do DIY anything that you care about, make sure you have enough experience to DIY something. Make sure you have enough experience to do something. You know, start slow. You don't go out and try to make a 5-star meal. You go out and you try to make a simple omelet. You make an egg, you know, and then you work your way through. You don't go into it DIYing your own Rolex. And that's it, folks. That's the first very episode of the No Bullshit Watchmaking Podcast for 2018. And cheers to many more. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.